All humans share two life events, birth and death. However, people deal with death in many different ways. Culture, religion, personal beliefs, and fear all influence our reactions. Sometimes death seems so sad that we look for help, for comfort, sometimes in unusual ways. Abigail McCarthy remembers awakening and walking outside her bedroom one night during childhood in Johannesburg, South Africa.
As a small child, I remember in the house we were staying in, stayed in quite an old house, and waking up and there was a woman at the top of the passage, thinking it was my mother calling for her. And when she turned round, I saw it wasn't my mother.
Later, people told her that the woman she said she saw had died in the house years before. Today, Abigail McCarthy is in her early 40s, with long dark hair and intense blue-green eyes. She was about 6 years old when she believes she started seeing dead people. She says that at first, she felt very afraid of talking with what she calls spirits of the dead. But she got over her fear. She became a medium, a person in the middle, so to speak, of the world of the living and the world of the dead. She says being a medium, a bridge to the afterlife, did not come easy to her. She says the more contact she had with the dead, the more she understood that she was helping people deal with death. Ms. McCarthy says that people often struggle to accept the deaths of their loved ones. This is especially true of those who die in terrible circumstances or terrible situations. Ms. McCarthy now works as a medium at a spiritual healing center in Johannesburg. There, she has dealt with people at the lowest points in their lives. People who have lost their life partners, or parents who have lost all their children in auto accidents.
I've had a father who lost his children, people have lost their parents recently, but the children, when that happens, the pain is unbearable, or somebody losing their partner. You do find a desperation with them. They are lost.
Ms. McCarthy says her clients often ask her to finish unfinished business. Things like unsettled anger or hurtful words that may have been said. Some people come to her looking for forgiveness. Abigail McCarthy says her communication with dead people begins on a blank, empty page. She asks her clients, people who come to her, to tell as little as possible about the person they want her to reach. Then she says she just starts talking. She says she does not really see dead people in the room. Instead, she says she feels their presence and sees them in her mind. She adds that what she sees is not like in the movies.
I literally see in my mind a person or a place.